Albayan Radio presents Common Mistakes, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun amma ba'd. All praise and thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except He subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger brought to mankind. As to what follows, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He deserves to be feared, and do not die except at the state of Islam. We continue on inshallah wa ta'ala, clarifying common mistakes that are widespread and implemented by the Muslim Ummah. And we mention today akhta'ul lisan. We begin mentioning today akhta'ul lisan, common mistakes that may be stated or phrased that come out of the tongue. And there are many. And we begin speaking at التساهل بالغيبة والنميمة والاستهزاء بالمسلمين. The first one is الغيبة, taking lightly or not taking too much heed and being neglectful of غيبة. This is backbiting. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam communicated with his companions and he said, أتدرون ما الغيبة? Do you know what al-ghiba is? And they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. And then he responded by stating that ghiba, he said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. It is mentioning, or the mentioning of your brother with that which he dislikes. Then the companions, they responded to this stating, what if that which we mention about our brother is in him? Then the Prophet responded, he said, if you mention your brother with that which is in him, and of course with not him being present, for indeed you have committed the ghiba. And if you mention something about him that is not in him, فَقَدْ بَهَتَّ, that you have slandered him. So mentioning the brother or the sister with them not being present, with that which they dislike, and it may be in them, this is backbiting. Now mentioning them with phrases that is not in them, is slandering them. And this is a major sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that is found in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 12, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Let not one of you backbite one another. Do you love or would you like to eat the flesh of your brother while he is dead? For sure you'll dislike this. So backbiting is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Now this is, of course, a disgusting مثال, example, or comparison to backbiting. But backbiting is severe. Speaking about your brothers and sisters in Islam when they are not present, this is not allowed. This we should refrain from. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you have nothing good to say, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw yasbut. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him say good or let him say nothing at all. Let him be silent. Being silent at times, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is much better. So ghiba is a major sin. Now also at tasahul bin namima, another mistake of the tongue is being negligent and also heedless or taking or being too relaxed in an-namima, gossip. Gossip is a major sin where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, لا يدخل الجنة نمام. The one who gossips will not enter the Jannah. Also Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marra biqabrayni yu'adhabani, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by two graves that were being punished. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innahuma la yu'adhabani, or innahuma yu'adhabani, indeed these two are being punished. Wa ma yu'adhabani fi kabir, and what they are being punished for is not a difficult or a major action that they could have refrained from. And in this narration, bala innahu kabir, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then stated, but indeed it is big, meaning something that is taken so lightly. Okay, we're about to mention. And also two actions that also can be refrained from, because they are quite easy to refrain from, but people take them lightly, but they are such large in sin and they are punishable actions. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا, indeed the one of them, فَكَانِ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَ, the first one that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, he would walk around gossiping. And the other one was, of course, لا يستتر من البول. He did not protect himself from urine. So two major actions, two sins, two punishable actions we mentioned in the grave, the one who spreads gossip, and that is the shahid and the reason why we mentioned this hadith. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, common mistakes in regards to the tongue and clarifying these, the first two we had mentioned is backbiting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our tongues from backbiting. And also the second one is an-namima, spreading gossip. This is dwelling into people's affairs, spreading information that is not relevant to yourself. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. From the piety, the righteousness, the perfection of the person's Islam is to leave off that which does not concern him. Anything does not concern you, O brother. Anything does not concern you, O sister. Do not speak about it. It's got nothing to do with you. In fact, it will overburden you with more headaches. And of course, we do not dwell into the matters of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our tongues. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.